Chapter 1. Kadmon. 20 years ago. Blood soaks into the pale linen sheets, spreading towards the edges like a sinister disease wishing death upon all that it touches. There's so much of the damned liquid that it's a wonder the body can hold it all within the thin confines of skin and bone. Another gush of crimson is preceded by a groan from the woman splayed out on the sunken bed of the hovel-like inn. Ariadne had demanded that we stop for the night, her brow puckered and face cold with sweat. I'd never seen a woman in the throes of labor before. Even as old as I am, it just wasn't done in our world, and in this, well, pregnancies between gods and mortals aren't exactly celebrated. Now I know why all the tales of childbirth are so secretive. I can't imagine that any woman would want to bear this kind of agony if they truly knew what to expect. Ares' baby is coming, and I fear it will kill her. Hold on, I urge, even as panic seems to skim up every single one of my nerve endings. Oh God, the baby. I close my eyes as I pray to long-forgotten phantoms of the old world, our old world, for strength.
I can't.
Ariadne's face holds no color. Her cheeks are sallow and jaundiced-looking at the edges. That's not right, is it? Shouldn't she be flushed from all of the grunting and pushing she's been doing? From my position at the end of the bed, I glance up the length of her body and then back to the sheets soaked in red. She's not going to make it. For the first time in my life, I'm not sure if it's a knowing from the future or my own fear. Normally, I can distinguish the two. Not now. Now, my best friend, my only love in the whole of this forsaken existence, is dying and she's giving birth to another's child.
Kadmon?
When I look back to Ariadne's too pale face, staring into eyes the color of ocean storms, sometimes blue, but most of the time a stark gray, I want to beg her not to do this. I know it's ridiculous, the plea I wish to make of her. I can forgive her for loving another. I can forgive her bearing this child. What I cannot forgive is her death. I don't care if it means that this child will not exist. Nothing is more important to me than this woman.
Please.
The word is far hoarser than it should be, pain tinging her lyrical voice and turning it into something new, something I do not want to hear.
Help my child.
I close my eyes. Help my child, not help me. Fresh pain lances through my chest. When I reopen my eyes and settle them upon her face, I realize that she's reclined back. Rather, she's sunken down, unable to hold herself up on her elbows any longer. A grimace steals over her beautiful face. All around us, I can hear the skittering of little creatures, in the walls, in the ceiling, beneath the floorboards. They've all come to her aid, lured by her pain and power. Fine silvery lashes flutter as Ariadne closes her eyes and breathes shallowly. If I don't do something here and now, she'll die. I nearly sway on my feet. That is a true knowing. The reminder of my own abilities. And what I can see means that I can change the outcome. At least in this instance, if I work fast enough. Stay here, I say, whirling towards the thin door. A low, tired chuckle follows me, and as my hand lands on the handle, I look back over my shoulder. Her lashes lift, and she turns her head my way, a shadow of a smile playing across her lips.
Are you sure?
She asks.
I thought I might go for a turn out in the garden.
My jaw drops. Her lower body is coated in fresh blood, her face is pinched tight with agony, and yet she still makes jokes. With a shake of my head, I turn the handle and step out into the dimly lit hallway.
I shall return quickly,
I tell her.
Hold on until then, Eri. Please, if you care for me at all, do not die before I return.
When I next look at her, the smile...